Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. Welcome to another episode of the Christopher Terrence Jones Show. How are you doing? Hope all is well. Hope you're having a fabulous day, week, month, year, and life in spite of everything we're going through. You know what to do right now. Share the podcast. Hit that share button. Don't keep it to yourself. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Spread the love, spread the cheer, spread everything. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, make sure you hit that five stars. Tweet it, Facebook it, whatever way you need to get it out. Don't keep it to yourself. Thank you to all of my seasoned followers. You guys are amazing. Thank you to my new followers. You are brilliant and amazing as well. So, y'all check this out. I had recorded the other day, and I had thought I had did everything right like I normally do. Went through the recording, got all the way to the end, and I guess the anchor or whatever, the host decided that it just didn't want my recording. So it didn't record. So I had to start all over. Oh, Lord. And so by the time I realized that it had not happened, it was later on in the day. So I was really frustrated. So this is a redo, and we're going to pray that this one goes through. Y'all know when we're using the internet and all this stuff to record, things happen. So, let me tell you guys, the other weekend, I went to a winery in Lodi. And basically, I guess it's considered a campo. I think that's what the actual city is called. Let me just make sure I give clarity so that I am right about what I am saying. Yes, it's in a campo. So y'all know I jack up names all the time. So this place is called Viaggio. That's what I'm gonna call it. Viaggio Estate and Winery. And it's been a long time since I've been to a winery and have had a racist encounter at a winery. So y'all know I'm not used to that. I'm not used to the whole concept of that because I'm always in Napa and I'm majority of the time, 90%, 99 times, I am the only black guy. That's why I call myself the black wine guy. That's my hashtag. I'm the only black guy in the Napa Valley majority of the time. Every now and then you run into people of color, but the majority of the time it's just me. So I went with some friends and, you know, we drove separately. So we arrived in different cars and my friend who invited me was already inside. I was new to the area. The winery didn't know. It's a very large winery. So kudos to y'all for that. I'll give you props for that. I'll also give y'all props for the fact that the winery is beautiful. It is a beautiful winery that sits on this beautiful estate. So, but as we progressed on, I'm looking for my friend, didn't know where she was. I called my other friend who was en route, who I thought was already there, but she had not arrived. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just wait out in the front for you because I don't know where, you know, I'm going. And I can't find anybody. I've walked past and I didn't see where I was supposed to be. So this was a wine pickup party for my friend, and she is a member there. So, start there. You always have to start there and let everybody know, you know, she's been a member. She's not a new member. She's been a member there. So, we get around, and we're walking, and we run into her mother. And my friend knew her mother. And when we get to the area, it is a members-only area and for your guests. So, and it's, you need a badge or, what the thing's called, a wristband, that's what they call it. Lord help me. You need a wristband that goes on your hand. So, we were supposed to pick that up from my friend who was the member. So we get to, the guy says, oh, that. And her mom says, she's with us, and he's with us. So the security guard lets us on in. We go on to the table, and my friend says, oh, I'm going to the front now to go get your wristbands. And she said, because I've already paid for them, all I have to do is go pick them up. I'm like, okay, you know, no big deal. So I'm like, I'm in no rush. I'm sitting down trying to get the lay of the land and see what's going on here. And I'm like, okay. So about maybe 20 minutes later, well, no, take it back. Yeah, maybe 10, 15 minutes. We were still chatting because we were still waiting on other people to arrive. So she, you know, was, you know, we sitting there chatting, chopping it up. So she said, well, you know what? Y'all might as well just go on and get in line. And by the time I come back from the line, by the time I come back, you guys should be close and I'll have your wristband. And you're in here already. Nobody's going to really trip. So we're like, okay, that's fine. So I'm watching people with no wristbands on. None, not a one. And they're getting in line. They're being served. They're walking away with their wine. And so we're in line. 15 minutes go by. 30 minutes go by. This line is extremely long. You have two people working a line and trying to pour wine for an excess of over 100 people. And so it was just really annoying. And also we're standing there, and the closer you get to where the bar is for them to pour, you're right in front of the band. So the music is getting louder and louder and louder because, once again, you get these bands who think that they have to blast out everywhere they go. They don't understand that people go to the winery so that they can chat and talk and hear themselves, and you don't want to have to yell over the music. What'd you say? Yeah, and all that good stuff. Y'all know how that goes. So we're almost at the front of the line, and it seems like the line starts getting slower. And I'm like, okay, something's going on. And I'm like, oh my God, this noise is driving me crazy. It's driving me crazy. So the lady in front of us finally gets to the front, and now we're the next person in line. The little girl that's helping in the back, that's the, because it's two, it's a little girl, or she, I'm gonna call this girl a little, she doesn't look like she's 21, so she's most likely a teenager, and because this is a winery, she can pour, she just can't drink. Well, she disappears, so now it's just the lady, and the lady is holding a full-blown conversation with the woman in front of us, and they're talking about everything. The weather, they're talking about a wedding that the lady went to, and I mean, they're breaking down the details of the dress, and oh my God, this dress was so amazing, and the bodice, and all of this, and the diamonds, and the pearls, and all that, whatever, you know what I mean. She's going into this full-blown, and I'm sitting here like, well, dang, do they not see that this line is extremely long, and the other girl is gone? So I'm standing, and out the corner of my eye, I see the door, because it's on the other side. We're in like a barn effect. I see the barn, and I see this guy come in, and he makes a beeline. Do y'all hear me when I say beeline? He makes a beeline straight for me and my friend who are standing there in line. He goes to no one else. Do y'all hear me? We are the only two black people standing in line at that time. He comes straight to us, and I'm like, He goes, where's your wristbands? And my friend says, well, our friend who is the member went to go get them. They're already paid for it. She just went to go get them. And, well, you got to get out of line. What? Huh? And I'm like, excuse me? And before I could turn around and say, well, what about the lady behind us who is standing literally behind us, who is a Caucasian woman? She does not have a wristband on. He makes a beeline right back out of the venue. And he goes back out. And I'm sitting here like, Okay, y'all, I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be all right about this experience, but right now, you didn't go to anybody else. Now, I would have been all right if he'd have went right behind me and said, ma'am, you don't have your wristband. You have to get out of line until your people have your wristband or anything of the nature. And you could have went down the line. But he didn't do any of that. He beelined right back out the door. So, you know where that left me, is that you targeted us because we were black. You didn't say anything to anybody else who was in this dang line and who were walking around without their wristband on. And I don't know why people act like it's not obvious, because it was very, 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 very obvious as to what happened. So when we were going back to the table and I was telling my friend, I was like, you know he only did that because we were black, right? And she was like, nah. I said, think about it. Did he get the woman behind us? Oh, he probably didn't see her. Well, how did you see us? I said, because he made a beeline straight from the other side of the barn into here. You couldn't see our arms. And she said, oh. So when we sat down and now we're telling our friend who is the member, she jumps up and immediately rushes over to go get our wristbands. And membership has its privileges, honey, because at that point, everyone knows who she is. And she came on back and we were sitting there. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that this happened to you. And I was like, no, you don't have to apologize for somebody else's actions. That's what you don't do. You don't apologize for other people's actions. Now my friend is like, oh my God, you know what? You're right. Because now that I think about it, we stood there an extremely long time. She said, but I think the lady had called and told him, because that was how he was able to know, because the little girl disappeared for a long time. As soon as we start to walk away, the girl who was working behind the counter, she shows back up. Now, this wasn't like she had time to go on no break, because this wasn't no 20-minute thing. She left right before the woman started helping the lady in front of us and then came back instantly. So I'm sitting here like, you got to be kidding me that this happened. And I need people to understand, just because you see people of a different color does not mean that you cannot respect people, because this is a winery. Customer service is supposed to be given to everybody that comes in. And where your mess up was, I do wine tours. And I tell people of wine tours, and I recommend wineries. Viaggio Estate Winery, I will never recommend you anywhere. And I'm going to continue to speak my truth and say that you are, and I preface this real quickly as I say this so that people don't get confused. You know who worked for you. So we ain't got to say that you don't know. And you know their actions, because this man had been there a long, you could tell he had been there. And this was not a young man. This was a man. This was an old man. And your actions show that you are racist. And this is not the first time that you have done this. And it has been done before. And you've gotten away with it. And because nobody has said anything. Anytime somebody comes to a winery, they're supposed to be treated with respect, because the majority of the time, you're spending a lot of money. But here, let me tell y'all this one. And this is the sad part about this one. In Napa Valley, wine pickup events range, depending on what winery you go to, some are free. And then you have those that go up into the $100 and stuff for you to have the party, because it's unlimited food and unlimited drinking. So yeah, you have to pay. Let me tell you how much this punk winery charged for this to happen, to give me this horrible experience. Try $10. So you sweating us over a $10 badge. Now, you could have said, oh, well, let me go back with the table and just verify whatever. You didn't do any of that. None of that. He just came with his snotty ass attitude and said, you got to get out of line, and walked away. And so I was telling this what happened to another friend. Another friend said he didn't want to be a Ken, so he rushed away because he was with somebody who was going to start videotaping. And I said, let me tell you something. I am in this season, and I keep telling y'all, stop videotaping what people do and knock them the hell out. I don't want to see no more videotapes of you people talking about, oh, look at this Karen doing this, and look at this Ken doing this. Uh-uh. Put down the videotape and knock them the hell out, because maybe then they'll stop. Maybe they will stop. I'm so over racist. If you don't want to be around people of other colors, then you need to move. You need to leave, because you're the problem. It's not anybody else. You're the problem. Because, and I mean, there are some militant black folks who don't even want to be around you. And that's why you don't have to worry about it. They don't even come to your wineries, because they know that it's just going to be a bunch of white people. Now, me, I'm the wine connoisseur, and I'm out to find good wine. I'm always out for the elusive wine and trying to bring business to wineries. That's your mess up. That's your mess up. Because I have a travel crowd with me who spends money. I will never bring them to Viaggio. That was just a horrible experience. And I just don't believe in 2021 that we're still doing this racist card. Because I'm telling y'all, I would have been all right if he would have went down the line and said, okay, ma'am, you don't have yours on. Who is right behind me, and she's right there standing there while he's doing this whole, she can hear the whole entire conversation. You don't go to anybody else. You walk right back out the door. In 2021, that's considered a racist. And I'm sorry, Viaggio. You condone it. You allow it to happen. But punks, over $10? I need y'all to get a real life. $10. $10. So, you don't have to worry about me coming back. It will never, ever. You will never get a dime of my money. Ever. I will never refer you. And I'm going to tell my story every time, because it was my experience. And it's not about slander. It's not about anything but telling what my experience was on the very first time I ever came to your winery. And first time impressions are lasting. Lasting. So, y'all, you gotta know, in 2021, people deserve respect. And I give respect to others, so you're going to respect me. Just because I'm not your same color, your same nationality, we may not like the same things, but you're going to treat me with respect. Because had it been my money that I had spent, yours truly would have went back to the counter and saying, I wanted a refund, because there's no way I would have given you my money and somebody else had paid for the ticket. So, boom, that's where we were. I never pay my money to be disrespected and treated any less than anybody else. Because when we all walk in that door, we are all on the same playing field. My money spends just like anybody else's money, because I get up and go to work for it. Hey, that's it. So that's my story for that. Now, let me tell you, after that, we went on over to Michael David Winery. And thank you, Michael David Winery, for bringing me back, because I was so far gone from Viaggio that I almost left. I almost was going to leave and gone over to Housley, because, you know, I don't do the disrespect well, and I don't do the unfair treatment. I just don't do that, and it doesn't sit well. So I was having a rough time sitting inside of this winery, and it was all bad. It really, really, really was all bad. So we headed over to Michael David in Lodi after that, which is really in Lodi, so make sure I say that right. Thank you to the staff there at Michael David for an amazing wine tasting, for going above and beyond when, because we had a regular reservation, and but my friend had paid for it, everything up in advance, and it was our other friend's birthday. And when they found out, the staff found out it was a birthday, they accommodated us by giving us a seated tasting. That's what you get when you go to a real winery. It's called customer service. It's called customer service, people. And all of the staff was Caucasian. There was no people of color that came and helped us. They were just amazing. Both ladies who started out with us were amazing, because when we switched to another area, I guess basically a seated area, it changes how that goes down. But both ladies still worked with us and made sure that the tasting experience was wonderful. And this is my second time going to Michael David. I had been there once before with another friend, and I enjoyed their wine the first time I was there. So I was like, this is good to go back, because I don't do a lot of Lodi and Ocampo and that Central Valley area that often. But thank you is all I can say to Michael David. Great experience, great wine tasting, and I did the reserve. So, you know, when you go to Napa, you're used to spending $35, $45, $85, $100 and up for reserve tastings, because you can spend $150 for a reserve tasting or a library wine tasting and all of that. So I was like, oh, wow. But the reserve tasting there, $15, y'all. $15. Amazing. You have to try that when you go back there. Make sure that you do the reserve tasting at Michael David. Please go there and check it out. It will be a great experience for you to do. If you are a wine connoisseur, get out and try some amazing wines. And they're great. What I like about Michael David is his great everyday wines. And I really, really wanted to give Viaggio a chance, you know, because it's somewhere down there. I love the grounds. Now, when I got home and I was posting that I was doing the podcast about this, my little cousin immediately called me and was like, what happened? And it's hilarious how things happen. The previous week before, my little cousin flew here for a friend's wedding. The friend had the wedding at Viaggio. So, and I told her, I said, there's a difference how when you went there for an event. So they know that the people had paid their money up front. So they're not going to treat the guest any different, because everything has been paid for up front. They're going to treat them amazing, so they can get amazing reviews on Yelp and Google and all that and get referrals. But when it's a pickup party, you just didn't care, because your white blankets cover your head. You put your hoodie on real fast. So, but we're going to move on past that. The world is opening up again, people. Please continue to wear your mask. even if you are vaccinated, please continue to wear your mask, because there's a new variant coming along the way. There's something coming down the pike, and you know, we just can't chance it. We just can't chance it. Don't get caught up in the everything is all gonna be all right, because who's to say that this new variant is not gonna take us back to where we just came out of? Because we really, truly have not really gotten it together. So there's that. While Bill Cosby got out of jail, and you guys have been in your feelings about that. I mean, the posts have been crazy, but I'm not gonna talk about that. I'm not. I'm gonna leave that to y'all. I also have a current YouTube video out talking about Sha'Carri Richardson. And I'm just gonna say this here, because you can go on over to YouTube and watch the video on YouTube. Rules are rules, people. Everybody has to follow rules, even if you don't want to follow them. Rules are rules. I can't say it no other way. Because when you put rules into place, you want people to follow your rules. So why don't everybody have to follow rules? See what I'm saying? Now, y'all also know it's Wimbledon time. Oh my God, Wimbledon is going on. I have been in utter craze about Wimbledon. Y'all know I'm having a freaking ball, but I thought it was going to be better. Serena Williams is out. Oh, Coco Gauff is out. Oh, some great names are out. But we still have some great tennis going on. Right now on the women's side, it's looking like it's going to be anybody. Anybody is open to win this. And right now I'm looking at Kerber. She looks like that person that is going to go all the way. On the men's side, I'm just saying that the finals is going to be Roger Federer and Djokovic. Unless Federer just gets put out, unless he doesn't, you know, he loses a match, which we know could happen. We know it could happen. So, y'all, if you watch that, get ready for the finals. Then, it was just the 4th of July, and I'm gonna go to hell for this one, but I said this in my neighborhood. I live in a city called Concord, and I live in downtown, right in downtown, so it's a lot of Caucasians, but if you go south of me, it is predominantly Mexicans and Latinos to the south of me. And that's what I see when I look out my window, is the south side of Concord. Or southwest. You can go either way. For past 3 weeks, I have been in Baghdad. Because, baby, the fireworks have been going off. Boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, what is going on? Now, y'all gonna be mad at me for this one, but I'ma say this, and I'm not trying to offend anybody, but people of color, the 4th of July is not a celebration day for us. Nothing happened to us on that day. We didn't get liberated. It wasn't an Independence Day. We wasn't set free. It wasn't for us, people of color. So explain to me why y'all want to celebrate this holiday. And what's so bad is late at night, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, I've gotten up to go to the bathroom, and my window, I sit right on a corner. So I look out my window, I see the street dead ends in me. You have to, when you're coming up the street, you have to go left or right. So the people come up the street, cut their lights off, stop in the middle of the street, get out the car, and they set off these big old bombs at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. Kaboom! Kaboom! So you sitting there asleep, and I mean, it rattles everything. Sets off car alarms, then they jump back in their cars and pull off. Please tell me, what are you getting out of this? Are you kidding me? I don't get it. I really don't. I don't understand. And it goes to show that these are people who don't live in your neighborhood. So they're coming there. They're coming there and just acting a total ass. And I'm so over it. I really, truly, truly, truly am over it. Please, people, remember this is not your holiday. Learn your history. Do some research. Learn your history and get with the program. Now, over the weekend, I have been scrolling through Facebook and I talked about this on the last podcast, and I'm so sorry that it's here again, and I have to say it again. Mental health is real, people. So one of my friends that I've been friends with for over 30 years, who is part of my bus driver crew of friends that are all bus drivers, he was in ICU, and he's been in the hospital a couple of times while we were in the pandemic. Of course, nobody could go in. So this was the first time that he was in the hospital where we were able to go. So I saw that he was in the hospital and I called two of my other friends and I was like, what's going on? And I just was like, it's bad. I was like, what do you mean it's bad? So I was like, okay, let me see what's going on. And I said, you know, matter of fact, I'll just get up and go to the hospital on Saturday. They said, oh, that's good. We're all going on Saturday. So, you know, we'll get up there to see him on Saturday. I said, okay, that's perfect. So I get up on Saturday morning and I venture myself on over to the hospital. And I walk into this room. And I'm looking at a person that does not look familiar to me. The only thing I recognize is the voice. I'm looking at a shell of a man that I once knew. And I'm in utter shock as I'm looking at him. I cannot believe what I'm looking at. I'm just in utter shock. So the best way I can explain this to you guys is that at one time, his highest weight was 452 pounds. 452. And currently, he is 154. 154 pounds. That is a total different person. Total. And so I'm like, I'm discombobulated trying to figure this thing out in my head and trying to visualize this, what I'm seeing. And we stayed and we began to talk and he started to tell us what was going on. And I knew he had been battling with depression, but I didn't know that it had reached where it was. And a year and a half ago, his sister passed away, and that was his last family member. So it went a different way. And I tell you, a lot of times things can go a different way. It went a different way, and he couldn't bounce back. So he stopped eating. Stopped eating. And depression had him laying in the bed, and he couldn't get out of bed. And I told y'all, there are days when I can't get out of the bed. There really is. There's days. I am the same way. And so, the perfect way to say it, this weekend, I came out Saturday to go to the hospital to see him. Once I went back in the house on Saturday, I didn't come out again until Tuesday in order to go to work. I was in bed all those other days. So, and I had plans for Sunday, but it was just too much for me to be around people and try to get my mind right. Because a lot of me was just out of it at that point. I just had slipped into a space. But when his sister passed, that left him as now the matriarch or whatever, the leader of his family. And his sister had three kids. And then the oldest girl has a daughter. So he has nieces and nephews, and he's a great uncle. But now he is the father to them because their mother is now gone. But she was the more balanced one of the bunch. She was the more stronger one of the bunch. So he now has to try and be strong when he hasn't had to be that figure. And he stopped eating. And it's so bad that he was severely malnourished, and they have him on a feeding tube because he's passing out every time he stands up because he has no food in his body, no nutrients and no protein to keep him balanced. But yet, you get people out here saying that there's nothing wrong with folks, they're faking it. Boris Becker tells Naomi Osaka, "You got everything." You don't know what that girl has. You don't know what people are going through. Shut up! Shut up! You just don't know what the hell people are going through. And here my friend is, he was around us. And we still didn't see the signs. And then when COVID hit, that was perfect for him because that was the excuse to not come out because I can't come around you because it's COVID. I got to stay away from you because it's COVID. So that's when you really see the real deal of how bad the situation really is. So stop thinking you know what everybody else is going through. When half the time you can't even take care of your own self and keep your own mind right in what's going on in your own world. Everybody has different struggles. Everybody goes through something different. And when they're going through, all they really need for you to do is to support them. If you can't support them, shut up. And I'm telling you, it's sad that there's so many celebrities that are going through. I was watching Red Table Talk with Willow and Paris Jackson. Now, we all know that Willow has been open about, you know, trying to commit suicide. I didn't even know Paris Jackson has done the same thing. And that's got to be the hardest thing of life. The hardest thing of life. Your dad and all of his family are African American. And not only are they African American, the majority of them are Jehovah's Witness. And here you come truly all Caucasian. You and your brothers, all Caucasian. And I'm sitting here like, okay. So she starts telling about all the stuff that's going on, the depression that she's been battling, the anxiety that she's been battling. And y'all always say money makes everything better. So here, this young girl has money. She'll never have to work another day in her life. Another day in her life. But here she had to go through trying to live her life around a bunch of people that she honestly, truly only knew in passing. She knew her grandmother. But for the majority of time, y'all know Michael Jackson didn't even live in the United States. So they spent their time traveling with their daddy. And then he dies, and all of a sudden now you're in full custody of the grandmother, because the mother gave full custody to Michael Jackson. So after that, that makes the mother, Katherine Jackson, the legal guardian. Now, you got people that are fighting for you as kids because of the estate of Michael Jackson. So I'm like, that's a lot to play with. That's a lot to weigh on you every day. And then you get people out here telling you that, oh, there's nothing wrong with you. Just deal with it. I just don't understand people. If you don't have anything good to say about somebody who's going through something mentally, then shut the hell up. Just really, really, really shut the hell up and just keep it moving. Stay in your lane. Mind your own business. That's the problem with this world right now. That's why the Republicans Party is such a jacked up party, because they always trying to mind everybody else's business and they can't never get their own mess right. They always trying to dictate what somebody should do. Dictate if women should have abortions and all this. It's not your body. It's not your life. It's not your decision. All you need to do is focus on you. And if you spend as much time focusing on you and getting you right and you becoming the best you that you could be, you wouldn't have time to be over here trying to worry about what the next person is doing. I'm one of those that all of my podcasts, people tell you, as your status grows, and I thank you all for following. I thank you for the numbers that I'm doing. I thank you for watching the YouTube videos and all that. Everything that I say, I don't have to worry about ever going back to delete it, because a lot of my stuff is just common sense. Mind your own business. Focus on you. Stay in your lane. All that. That's what I'm trying to get people to understand. Tomorrow is not promised. It is not promised that you're going to wake up. And when you're standing there on Judgment Day before God, he's not going to say, so Michelle was a lesbian, and you told her it was all right. But then when your brother came out, you told him, no, you can't do that, because you my brother. So we don't have that in our family. So he's not going to say, because, oh, you went one way this way. You went one way the other way. Glitch in the system. He is just not going to say, I hold you accountable for what Michelle did, and I hold you accountable for what your brother did. That's not how it works. He's going to hold you accountable for your actions. What did you do? Who did you sleep with? Who did you mistreat? Who did you not love? Who did you judge? Who did you condemn? That's how it's going to work. On Judgment Day, it's all about you, not anybody else. So that's why I say all the time, work on making you a better you. Because if you work on making you a better you, this world could be a better place. It really, really, truly could be a better place. I'm gonna leave it at that. I want to continue to say, you guys continue to pray for the people in Miami Beach in the condo building that collapsed. We've had presidents say infrastructure, infrastructure, infrastructure for several years. And here's a perfect example of it not working. Not giving money to making sure that people out there are checking these buildings. And making sure that people are safe. Because it's just like when I do, I climb into my bed at nighttime, just like you climb into your bed. And you wake up under rocks, because while you were asleep, you wake up with your eyes standing before God, because you died because the building collapsed on top of you. People, we need to get our priorities together. We need to get our mind right. We need to get everything in order, and let's get focused. Same thing I say over the holiday weekend. At least 150 people were fatally shot in more than 400 shootings over 4th of July weekend. You have to be kidding me. So 233 people were killed and 618 people were injured by gun violence. That's crazy. That is crazy. This just happened during the 4th of July weekend. Guns need to be locked up. Guns should not be accessible to anybody that is not in law enforcement. And like I say, half the time, they don't even need them. If you get in shape, you should be able to maintain a suspect. If somebody's coming with you for a gun, then you pull your gun. If they're coming at you like that. But we live in such bad times right now, people. We're living in such bad times where people just don't understand that having more guns on the streets is more dangerous than having less guns on the street. I'm just over it. I'm really, really, I can't take it no more. We're gonna continue to kill ourselves for no reason. And it makes no sense at all. Absolutely no sense. And I think that's I don't have anything else. I think that's about it for me. Just work on you guys. Work on yourself. Focus on you. Get yourself together. And make you the best you that you can be. Do daily affirmations if that's what it takes to encourage yourself. If you feel like you're depressed, I'm not one of those for daily affirmations. But if that can help you, tell yourself, you are loved. You are beautiful. You are smart. You are worthy of being loved by someone. There is someone out there for you. Tell yourself those things daily. If that's what it's going to take to get you to come out of depression, and don't be ashamed to seek help. Don't be ashamed to seek help. There are therapists out there who can help you. You just have to be willing to seek out the help. don't let suicide be your only and final option. There are plenty other ways. You can make it. I promise you, you can. Stay encouraged. Lift your head high and walk on through it. It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Christopher Terrence Jones Show. Can we talk? I probably forgot to say that in the beginning. I probably did. But y'all know what to do. Continue to share, tweet, Facebook it, all that good stuff. Like, 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. All of that good stuff. And I'll see you again soon. Have a great day.